but no thanks.
That's actually funny. We should, in conjunction in October, we decided, I think, October 8th. I can never remember if it's October 8th or October 11th, the anniversary of the 25th year of the Doug Stethart, the conclusion of the 25th year. 1988 to 2013, the Doug Good Day program. Limbaugh just celebrating his 25th anniversary August 1st, so we'll do ours in October with perhaps a little less fanfare. But at any rate, Richie's going through some of the audio over the years, and there's some pretty funny, silly slip-ups of mine, including, you can play that. Why don't you just play that?
No, I'm not playing that.
Yeah, you coward. What's the matter with you? It was on the air, obviously.
It was on the air.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Rich.
That was a long time ago when we were allowed to play those.
No, actually, they're freeing up now. The FCC is going to let those things slip. Yeah. That was me?
That was when you were playing with Charlotte during the news one day.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, the essence of the Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell. The essence is information, and Dr. Jack's going to join us to talk about Dustin Hoffman and also George Bush and what we can expect from those various operations.
What could I just found?
Hi, I'm Brittany Murphy, and I've got Doug Stephan in my little black book.
Oh, she was so cute.
She's the one who passed away. And then you've got, I've got a lot of people in black books over the years. Let's see, what's his face? The rocker who...
Bill Wyman?
No. We had, isn't that awful? I can hear the voice. There's so many...
Neil Diamond?
People. No. Well, Neil Diamond is another case in point.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, right. All right, let's get to some things that people ought to know before we get to Dr. Jack, some things that are going on today. The first criminal charges have been filed in that Benghazi attack. The sealed complaint names a Libyan militia head and others who are responsible for the attack that killed four Americans and now are hunting them down. There's a big fire at the main airport in Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah.
It basically burned most of the airport down. Shut it down. It burned it down.
On the anniversary of the bombings in Nairobi, 20 years ago.
I had a family into the milks. I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Most of you know that I've talked about that. And I have a dairy store on the farm. We sell our raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing. And yesterday, a whole family from Kenya came into the store. And they wanted a tour of the farm. We give tours on Saturday, and the tours were all booked up. So I said to Stacy, just book up a special one for them for Saturday afternoon. So we started talking about my trip to Nairobi and what it was like there and their life there. It was really interesting. They're going back on Sunday, so this was their last trip, and they saw the farm, and they knew that we gave tours. So they've never been on a farm. They've never seen cows like this. They have cows in Kenya, but they're not like they don't get handled the way we handle them here.
You mean mass production?
Well, I mean, mine isn't mass production, but there are a number of cows being milked by a machine. They don't use machines over there. They milk them all by hand.
When you get out of the city in Colombia, any city in Colombia, and you're riding down the rural roads, and I'm talking 10 minutes out of Bogota, you see every house has a cow tied up to the...
Yep.
Tied up to the fence.
But he milks them by hand.
A couple of chickens running around or something like that. I mean, it's all
self-sustaining.
Yeah, I mean, why go to the store?
The old agriculture. Yeah, right. And then when the cow's done giving milk, they eat it.
Yep.
The chicken, the same thing. No more eggs, eat it. That's how they live. But I choose to do, but that's the way they do it. Anyway, a couple of things that are going on around the world that people are talking about. Meanwhile, George Bush had an operation yesterday. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Plus, Dustin Hoffman has a serious problem that isn't unlike Richie's. Hopefully, it's been cured in the way that Richie's is being cured. 11 after the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Time now is 14 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Roberta and I happy to have Dr. Jack Stockwell on the program to discuss health matters from his perspective. If you go to jackstockwell.com, you will see a reference to the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Now, on its face, that title, Forbidden Doctor, would bring you to think, ooh, what a provocative way to deal with health issues. And then you dig around in it and you see, oh, this is pretty provocative. There are lots of things Richie can attest, and I can too, because Jack and I have been friends for a number of years now, to his way of looking at things in terms of medically treating folks. He doesn't believe in conventional medicine as the first line of defense. However, he would be practical enough to tell you that if you need an operation, you better go have the operation. But there are lots of ways through food and stuff to keep your health. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sure. Well, if it's an acute situation, you give it acute care.
Yeah.
You know, right, if you belong in the emergency room, you need to be in the emergency room.
I have a short situation, and I can tell you, it's adorable the way they're caring for me.
Yeah, right. So, Dustin Hoffman is in the news today. He revealed that he's been surgically cured of cancer. Apparently, the type of cancer has not been revealed, but it was detected early, and he's feeling great and is in good health. He's going through preventative treatment as well, to reduce the chance of the disease reappearing. When I see something like that, other than wanting to hold a good thought for the guy, I think that that's a precursor of something.
That was what my dad had. He had surgically removed the lobe on the bottom of one of his lungs,
yeah,
where all the cancer was. And, of course, that's not where all the cancer was. You just couldn't see it yet. Yeah. And then, yeah, bam.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole issue here, because he didn't get cancer because he didn't get enough surgery before the cancer showed up. I mean, the cancer is just one tool of going, or the surgery is one tool of going after the current situation. The environment in which the cancer was allowed to grow out of control is the thing that has to be addressed. And again, you know, what my whole approach to this is, we've got to heal the gut. We've got to stop the poisoning of the human system by the leaky gut. And everybody, believe me, everybody born and raised in America has a leaky gut.
So how do we do that? What do we have to do?
Well, it's
preach to the choir.
I have that on my website, Doug. Just interesting. You should ask that.
Jack Stockwell.
It's the GAPS. It's the whole GAPS program, GAPS, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, that is just absolutely starting to sweep the whole planet right now, because we found out that Hippocrates, 2,400 years ago, was right. Mm. All disease begins in the gut. Mm-hmm. All healing begins in the gut. Even the problem that the president, former president, has had with his heart. The same thing. We found out that heart disease, liver disease, kidney disease, an auto-poisoning problem that's going on by a continual leakage of environmental, dietary poisons, whatever, that are leaking through the walls of the gut that should be exiting from the body. And once we get that taken care of, then the next thing we go after, of course, is endocrine balance. And when you get those two things back under control, it is amazing how fast the body can heal itself. I don't care what the problems are.
Jack's reference to George Bush, the son, going through heart surgery yesterday to repair a blocked artery. He had a stent implanted after they discovered a blockage during his physical. It's called angioplasty. How is that in terms of other methods to fix this problem? First of all, if you eat well, and he looked, well, he probably eats a lot of meat. He always looks like he's pretty healthy, but this kind of thing comes as a result of having the plaque comes as a result of eating too much fat. Right?
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Are you going to disagree with me? I'm going to ask you the question.
Many indigenous tribes on this planet whose diets consist of more than 50 to 75% fat, who have no heart disease, have no heart blockage, have no cancer, have no arthritis, have no diabetes.
Right, so then why does he have the problem?
Because of the sugar, the processed foods that we eat. Right. Again, remember, when you have fat and sugar together coming into the diet, the body is going to go after the sugar first. And because it goes after the sugar, because it can get the energy out of the sugar quicker, doesn't necessarily mean that's the optimal physiological path our body should follow. Mm-hmm. It actually prefers fat. Fat has twice as much energy in it per gram as do carbohydrates or proteins. It's nature's way of supplying energy to the body. You just have to get the right kinds of fats.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
We only have a minute or so left. The attention being given to steroids and those enhancement drugs that are being used by the athletes, is there a way through the GAPS program to eliminate the effects of steroids? I just thought about that when you said GAPS, but I know I wanted to talk to you about steroids.
Absolutely.
What you can...
Steroids wreak havoc to the wall of the gut, just like do antibiotics, inoculations, birth control. Almost anything that we take into our body that nature did not make itself, the gut has to deal with in some way or another, and steroids is just horrible to the walls of the gut.
What about the other things that are supposedly natural, like whey and proteins in general that some use to develop their body?
The least processed, the better it is for the human body. Every time it goes through another step of processing to get it to the store shelves, more life has been destroyed, more life has been removed from that food in order to obtain shelf life.
Interesting. JackStockwell.com. Check it out for the GAPS program. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Swifty at the controls.
Had to borrow the right hand from Michael.
I understand. Yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
Got two lefties.
Yeah. All right. Get to the Bee Gees. Number one song through this week in 1975. Good year for dance music, disco music. This certainly fit into that dance, that feverish dance craze. Coming up in the next half hour, by the way, here on Good Day, all three of our contestants from yesterday's Dream Big America run-through, you'll find their entrepreneurial spirit and their message to be compelling. We're going to play them back to you so you'll have sort of a spin on this week's reality with entrepreneurship, and you can vote on which one you think is the best. Tell you how to do that in the next half hour here on Good Day. Richie and Kenny and Roberta, Jennifer's off today taking care of her aunt. And so we get to focus on the president being last night on the Jay Leno Tonight Show. The point was made, or some of his critics are saying he's on these late night television shows, it's unpresidential, it's undignified, yada, yada. Well, we found a few examples of other presidents appearing on these late-night shows, including Richard Nixon, who actually appeared several times on The Tonight Show, including one time when he played the piano.
You asked a moment ago whether I had any future political plans to run for anything. And if last November didn't finish it, this will, because, believe me, the Republicans don't want another piano player in the White House.
Richard Nixon playing the piano on The Tonight Show. This is very cool, actually.
I'm going to keep waiting for him to turn around and go, I wish my brother George were here. Kind of like in that Nixon voice, but
yeah. This is quite sweet. I always
know
the Tricky Dick had a softer side to him?
I like, I mean, Nixon, I don't like him, but I, in terms of, he was one of the best presidents.
The guy was a genius.
A very good president.
He was a crook, but he was a genius.
Yeah. Well, they're all crooks.
They're all crooks, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so he also appeared on Laugh-In, and this is, that,
oh, this the, is so
the,
famous.
The piano is one cool thing for Nixon, but this is another whole side of him that it's, this is, yeah, I mean, it's just so classic. Listen.
Suck it to me.
And you know who does the original line for that, right?
The original line was done by what's-her-face, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn. Yeah. Sock it to me, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes back with,
suck it to me.
All right. So anyway, that's one example of a president being on late-night shows. Again, this is about those who are sending flack toward Obama because he's on the Tonight Show. He's been on four times. Here's Bill Clinton playing the sax as he was running for the presidency on Arsenio Hall show. It's pretty good. This is the same night he was asked whether he wore boxers or briefs on the show.
He and Nixon could have been in a band.
Yeah. And he liked the Nixon, by the way. Remember how much he liked? He paid tribute to Nixon.
There are congressional bands. I think there's one band where it's made up of Democrats and Republicans, and they do gigs together and stuff.
Like the baseball.
Yeah, but that's Republicans against Democrats.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no cooperation. This is Bill Clinton playing the saxophone. All right, in the next half hour, we'll have George W. Bush, not fresh from his operation on the stent, but he also appeared on the David Letterman show. The top 10 list is pretty funny, so that's coming up here. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Program. Thank you for being along for the ride, if you will. A lot of people listening in their car on their way to work. That's cool. You can listen to an hour of the show here, and then you can download the other hours in the archives box at DougStephan.com. You can find us in any number of ways. It's fascinating. Other than going to DougStephan.com for the archives, you can go to RadioAmerica.org. Listen to the live button there when we're on the air. CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com. GCNlive.com. Look at this, Richie. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm. StitcherRadio.com. Mm. I love the fact that you can find Doug all the time. Doug.
Stitcher Radio. Never heard of them.
Haven't you?
No.
That's a great app.
Oh,
yeah. It's a very good app. Check it out, Roberta. Coming up in a few minutes, we have the three contestants in yesterday's Dream Big America contest for this week. Three virgin entrepreneurs who competed against each other. I'll introduce you to each one of them, and they'll have their two-minute pitch. And then you can vote for them at the address I will give you, or you can go to the Dream America, DreamBigAmerica.us website to vote for them. Some very cool information. Good entrepreneurialism. We're trying to encourage that here. That's what Dream Big America is all about. A lot of things that are going on that you should be tipped off. Is that tipped off?
Tipped in the know, yeah. Absolutely tipped off.
In the know, on the go, yada, yada, yada. So, Army psychiatrist Dr. Nidal Hassan raised no objections to the fact that he's been charged with the murder of those 13 people.
Yeah, he admitted it, right?
Well, he did. He's in a wheelchair now. He was shot and paralyzed. But he said there are other things. You don't understand how the Islamists think. You don't understand how we... There's something more to this, so he says. For me, he killed 13 people. He should already have been executed. This thing has taken 4 years to get
to trial. Surprised he got off that base alive.
Yeah, I am too, actually. Let's see here. Mr. Obama was on the NBC Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night. He talked about going to Russia in September. He talked about the Snowden decision, says he was disappointed. In fact, summit was focus of part of Jay's questioning. Here, Jay Leno talks to the president about the G20 summit in Russia.
the G20 summit is in St. Petersburg.
Right.
Are you going to that, and will you meet
with Putin? I will be going to that because the G20 summit is the main forum where we talk about the economy, the world economy, with all the top economic powers in the world. So it's not something unique to Russia. They're hosting it this year, but it's important for us as the leading economy in the world to make sure that we're there, in part because creating jobs, improving our economy, building up our manufacturing base, increasing wages, all those things now depend on how we compete in this global economy.
Right.
And when you've got problems in Europe or China slowing down, that has an impact here in the United States. And I've been saying for the entire tenure of my presidency that my number one priority at all times is how do we create an economy where if you work hard in this country, you can succeed. And there are a lot of things that we can do here in this country, but we've also got to pay attention to what's going on inside it.
All right. So there's the president on with Jay Leno. He's been on four times on The Tonight Show. And the people who don't like him are angry at Jay Leno because they had him on. President shouldn't be there, blah, 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 blah. You may not remember, those of you who loved George Bush and who don't like Obama, the night that he appeared, he was on the Leno show, but his most memorable late night performance might have been as he was running for the presidency. He was on the David Letterman show.
The top 10.
Top 10 list. Listen to this.
The top 10 changes I'll make in the White House.
Oh, here you go.
Are you ready?
Right up your alley.
Yeah. Number 10. To save taxpayer dollars, calls to winning sports teams will be collect. Number 9, new rule at cabinet meetings. You can't talk until you ride the mechanical bull. Number 8, goodbye boring presidential radio address. Hello, Dick Cheney spins the hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. Number 7, make sure the White House library has lots of books with big print and pictures. Number 6, just for fun, issue executive order commanding my brother Jeb to wash my car. Number 5, first day in office, my mother's face goes up on Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Number 4, look into hiring a security guard for our nuclear secrets. Number 3, will not get sick on Japanese leaders like other presidents.
Number 2, his dad.
Give Oval Office one heck of a scrubbing. And number 1, tax relief for all Americans except smart aleck talk show hosts.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, you got to say, Reagan had a dry wit. Clinton is a funny guy.
Yeah.
But as far as, and Obama does a good job with this stuff, too. But as far as just like a stand-up joker, I got to think he is the winner, man. He's funny.
Bush. Yeah.
He's funny.
We need to see, everybody is not a single dimension, no matter who it is, no matter what the circumstance, not a single dimension. And just as an added anecdotal reference to George Bush having a serious blockage that was detected, apparently for the first time during his annual physical, I think this is a powerful reminder of the life-saving potential of comprehensive medical exams. How often have you heard me talk about this? Every year you should get a physical. You may appear healthy. Bush is physically active. All that stuff is important. Richie had his physical and it didn't find his cancer.
So I had it blocked the jugular and cancer at the time I had my physical.
Maybe it's the doctor, Richie. You got to go see Dr. Kent.
Yeah, they just,
like Jack.
They do the 1, 2, 3, check your heart, check your chest, take some blood for cholesterol, and boom, you're fine. Yep. You're out the door.
No, you're not. You weren't fine, obviously. Right. In the circumstances, yeah.
And I had a full heart stress test.
Yeah, there you go.
And passed it.
In a moment, we're going to bring to you, for your consideration, contestants numbers 1, 2, and 3 from yesterday's Dream Big America weekly contest. We're in the second month of this. We had a great opportunity also yesterday. You can listen to the podcast of Hour 6 to meet the winner of the first month's contest, Allison Carenza of Looky Lou Light. So she's gotten a lot of exposure, and these three will get exposure, and then you can go vote. I'll tell you how to vote in just a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean.
In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
17 before the hour. Dream Big America is a weekly feature of the Good Day program in which we present three entrepreneurs who have been screened by various groups that have become our partner in Dream Big America, the Kauffman Foundation and A Million Cups and Nutrition Capital Network, so that we have the best of what's out there, and then you decide who you think is the best according to their pitch. The winners over the course of the month get about $19,000, $20,000 worth in cash, prizes, things that will help them extend their business. After you listen to these three, decide which one you like the best and vote for it by texting DBA to 612-223-7326. That's 22 Dream. Or you can go right to the website, dreambigamerica.us, and vote for either contestant number one, number two, or number three. Number one is Ryan O'Neill, who founded a company called Curate, which helps you communicate with your closest relationships. Here he is to explain.
Have you ever pondered why classroom desks are in rows? I was an 8th grade math teacher, and I didn't even know. And it's actually so that the janitors can clean up easier. Now, there may be better seating arrangements out there, but the default has become about maintenance instead of the relationships built in the classroom. And the same thing has happened in technology. Don't get me wrong, technology is great, but with Facebook, Twitter, or email, and a ton of other ways to communicate, it gets confusing about who sent what to where, and it's becoming more about the mediums than the relationships for which those very mediums stadiums were built, because humans don't think in terms of how something was sent. They just think about who sent it. Curate solves that problem. We're a mobile-first startup with our 1.0 soon to be released on the Apple App Store. We create a central hub of communication in an app based on the awesome people in your life, not just the awesome platforms you use. Here's what it does. Once you're logged in with your Gmail, Facebook, or Twitter accounts, you'll be able to choose which friends you want to keep up with. You can see recent conversations you've had with them, no matter how they chose to connect with you. Respond to them on the medium they used, or start a new message in another medium that both of you are connected on. Now, my dad, he only uses email, and my sister mainly uses Facebook. But now I have one app to keep up with the people on the mediums that they use. And it makes our communication simpler. It enriches our relationships. Now, Curate is a subscription-based app, and you can choose what you pay from $1 to $99 a year. And people can pay what they're able, but more importantly, we've pledged to give 50% of our net profits each year to CompassionServices.com.
And yeah, I like that.
It's very cool. Do
it. Yeah, very good. All right, so that's a bit on Ryan O'Neill from Curate. You want to vote for him, you go to 612-223-7326. Text to that number or dreambigamerica.us. You'll find the contestant and click vote. Here's the second contestant from Tudor Universe. It's Michael Morrison's story.
I'd like to tell you why we're on this mission. Our education system is not preparing our kids to make it. It is appalling that only 1 out of 3 college students graduates in 4 years, and 4 out of 10 students never graduate at all. For me, this is personal. I really struggled in college, and it wasn't until I got help from a great tutor that my education got on track. Instead of becoming one of those millions of dropouts, I ended up in a doctoral program. Now, that was over 20 years ago, but we still see this happening today. Millions of students can't get help when they need it. The current models for delivering tutoring are just not efficient or scalable. And believe it or not, we still see very smart people with PhDs running around with staplers and wads of papers tacking them up on bulletin boards. This is exactly why we created Tutor Universe. Our global marketplace and social learning community is disrupting a $54 billion industry. We want millions of tutors to have the opportunity to help millions of students conveniently and cost-effectively any time of the day, anywhere around the world.
All right, so that's a bit on Michael Morrison's Tutor Universe, a social marketplace for learning that enables students and tutors to collaborate globally. It's a good idea. Thank you, Michael, for that presentation. You can vote for him by going to dreambigamerica.us and clicking on him. Vote for him. The last contestant was Claude Aldridge from a company called Trelli, which has an interesting way of helping women understand when their phone is ringing.
Listening is cool.
I'd like to start by asking a question. How many of you have ever been in a situation where you let a loved one down when they were counting on you? Well, that happened to me and my wife not too long ago. About a year ago, my son Luke was at school. He's 4 years old. When he came down with the flu, he had a fever, the chills, and just wanted his mommy to come pick him up. As usual, the teacher sent him to the nurse's office, and they immediately tried to reach my wife. After about 45 minutes and many failed attempts, they called me as the secondary contact and luckily answered my phone. I told my wife what had happened, and she felt terrible. She wasn't too busy doing something. She just didn't know her phone was ringing because it was buried in her purse. Needless to say, we rushed to pick Luke up to bring him home, but that huge sense of guilt never really left us. Shortly thereafter, I ran into my good buddy Jason, who's now my co-founder. He recently had a similar experience where he wasn't going to be able to pick up his son from daycare, but he couldn't reach his wife to let her know. It got us both thinking about other scenarios where important missed calls might have major consequences for our families, so we agreed to do something about it. Our major breakthrough happened when we came across a Nokia study that found 8 out of 10 women carry their phone inside their handbag on a daily basis and consequently miss about half of their incoming calls. Armed with this insight, we quit our jobs and invented Trelli. Trelli is a simple wireless device that clips onto the outside of a purse or handbag and flashes when you receive an incoming call or subsequent missed call. It runs on 2 AAA batteries, so you don't have to worry about recharging yet another device. And Doug, we're happy to announce we'll be in Sky Mall in October, November, and December, just in time for the holidays.
Very cool.
Right. So good things here with all three of these. Which one of those explanations of their business were you most impressed with? Which one would you like to see go to the next round? That is a championship round. We have 3 weeks each month of presentations, and then the winner of each of those 3 weeks becomes in the fourth week. They all become challenges of each other, and then the winner wins those $19,000 worth of prizes and help to keep the business going. So vote for your favorite one, Ryan O'Neill, Michael Morrison, or Claude Aldrich, by going to dreambigamerica.us, the website there. Find your favorite contestant and click on it, or text DBA to 612-223-7326.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
The theme from Superfly. Curtis Mayfield, I think I sound out of it when I... Superfly.
Yeah, you're one hip brother.
Yeah, that's me. Hip brother.
Right.
Superfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis Mayfield from the movie Superfly.
He doesn't get enough recognition. I mean, there was Motown, and but Curtis Mayfield was... Yeah. He was it, man.
Sort of on his own.
In terms of the sound, the impressions
that he created, but anyway, he went off and he became someone that was more.
Yeah, then he went out on his own, and this guy's a genius.
He's no longer with us, but that's all right. He still has a lot of things left for us to consider. Number one movie during this week in 1972 was Superfly. I like to say that. Chucker, how do I sound? Convincing as the intro to Superfly.
You sound pretty good. I love those early 70s movies. They don't make movies like that anymore.
That's very true.
They can't make movies like that anymore.
The difference is, you know, now everything is very expensive and a big gamble for the studios. Back in the day, in the early 70s, they made things on the cheap and released them in the theaters, and, you know, there weren't as much product in the marketplace, so a lot of those films caught on.
I want to lay something on the both of you, and Doug, I'm probably going to blow out whatever you were going to go to, but this is so...
Okay.
This is such a conversation between you and Chucker. I heard a fascinating conversation the other day on why the Western genre is dying.
And the bottom line is that it's politically incorrect. It's just so politically incorrect with the way the Asians and women and blacks, and that you can't do it, and that people nowadays just don't have that connection with the outdoors as they did in America in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even the 70s. Yeah. So that's the genre is totally dead. So the one time they try to do a Western, it's with these mega blockbuster things, which always crash.
The Western, Cowboys and Aliens.
The aliens. Yeah. Or The Lone Ranger, which we're watching. Mm-hmm. So, Chucker, is the Western dead?
It'll always be revived to some extent, but it'll never be what it was when John Wayne dominated that.
I need somebody that's just associated with the Western, just like the action guys are all associated with
action movies. But can they make a Western the way that we watched a Western, where the woman sits in the little house and churning butter, and the black guy's out, helping with the chores, and you just can't do that stuff anymore. And you talk about Superfly, you can't do those movies anymore.
But you can't, because we become stupid. We become so judgmental. We become so wrapped up in
Have we advanced?
No. It's not. How is it advanced?
Have we progressed?
No. We have become very critical. We've
too politically correct to examine movies that entertain us
to have some fun.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, as it has been said many times, could you imagine Blazing Saddles being made today?
Never.
You still laugh your butt
off. Never make a movie today like he did back then.
I don't know.
Saturday Night Live.
There are enough people who could still laugh at something like that.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. I do, a revival series, and a lot of the films do very, very well. I raised The Lost Ark 2 weeks ago. I sold out 175 people at a community theater. 2 weeks before that, I did Earthquake from 1974, and I only had 35 people show up. They just, people from certain genres passed the general public on. And well, genre
the technology of that stuff is different too, Chucker, and it doesn't appeal so much. Anyway, I look at some of these old movies on TV, and I don't really want to even watch them. The old television shows, the same thing. McMillan and Wife, that's on Cleo. You look at it, and just old, grainy. It sounds not good. It's not interesting to listen to. Yeah. All right, so anyway, what's the movie news? Interesting development in the Expendable franchise.
Yeah, well, yesterday, Sylvester Stallone tweeted, Willis out, Ford in, which means Bruce Willis will not return to Expendables 3, but Harrison Ford will. This could be an amazing cast. Steven Seagal, Jackie Chan, Wesley Snipes, Mel Gibson reportedly will play the villain. They will join Stallone, Jason Statham, and Dolph Lundgren. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that Stallone also sent out a tweet regarding Bruce Willis that said greedy and lazy, which is a pretty strong shot at Bruce Willis. He's probably referring to Die Hard 5, which is pretty accurate, which means that Willis was certainly greedy and very lazy.
Well, Willis is known. He doesn't learn lines anymore. He just goes and improvises.
He works nonstop, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's always at it.
I can't imagine Stallone's learning lines. What am I supposed to say now?
Hi, Chucker. Good report. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.